It's John here. Now, I haven't booed for months and months and months, but I've just been having a conversation with my friend David, and we were talking about social media, and we were talking about, can your employer determine your level of productivity based on your activity on social media networks? That could be Twitter, could be Audioboo, could be Facebook. To a certain extent, it could be LinkedIn as well, though that might take him in the direction of potentially thinking, are you spending all your time at work looking for another job? So it was David's thought originally, so I'm going to pass over to him. What are your thoughts on this, David?
Well, first of all, thank you very much indeed for putting me on the spot, John. Seems we're stood here holding a bag of shoes. I'm about to go for a walk in the hills with in a minute. I'm obviously just waffling now to find some mind space to actually give some thought to how I get out of this question, in, you know, without too much negative comment back. So my thoughts are, if you broadcast only on Twitter, Facebook, any other social media, then of course you can be dutifully employed, concentrating in the bubble of work and just put that out there. But how do you then manage that position against following multiple conversations, contributing, adding value to them conversations across a social media platform and still be engaged? And I'm not talking about the people here who are employed to do social media within a work context. I'm talking about people who have got nothing to do with social media in a work context, but also follow complete conversations. And my argument being that would you sit there and have a conversation with your loved one, or a family member, or multiple family members and loved ones, whilst you're in the workplace, doing deals, taking calls on the phone, serving tables, whatever it is that you do. So, open to debate, criticism, feedback, but it's a challenge, isn't it? And we all have to find our own level.
All right, David, well, I've got a question for you then. On the premise of, would you talk to your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever, during the middle of your working day? So if you're working in a factory and your partner turns up, do you stop work and do you start talking to them and let the stuff on the production line go past you? So is part of the challenge the two things? One is the immediacy of access, and is another part of the challenge the potential addiction or obsession to connecting with your social media sites at every waking opportunity?
Of course, the environment plays a big part in it. If you are standing on Nissan's production line, you're hardly going to get your wife and child wandering in for a little quick chat, or your man popping around seeing if you want a cup of coffee. But you may well do that if you're in a call centre and they're contacting you through social media. So environment definitely has a part to play in it, which makes the challenge easier or more difficult, whichever way you want to consider that. The second question to that whole thing was, I forget, what was the second question, John?
The second part of the question was, is part of the problem the addiction that people may have, obsession, whatever the correct word is, to checking their social media sites every opportunity?
Sorry, thanks, John. Yes, well, it's an addiction. I have this debate quite regularly with my partner. I think it's like any conversation. If you're into a conversation and you hopefully are interested in what you're talking about or discussing, and you put a question out there or you make a statement, you want a response. And the only time you get the response is if you're checking in. So if you're in a full-blown conversation, you are wanting to see the response, then of course it's going to drag you back in. So again, goes back to my original point. If you broadcast only mode, it's not such a big deal because you're just putting thoughts out there. But if you start engaging people, how then do you have a meaningful bubble conversation, a bubble of concentration around what you're supposed to be paid to do at that moment in time? So begs the question, you know, is it distraction? Is it positive? Is it negative? Is it part of the role? All these things to be considered.
Thanks, David. Well, I hope you found that to a certain extent interesting. David and I have been working very, very hard.
And not tweeting, actually.
We've been quite disciplined and we've stayed off the social networks during the day while we've been here. And here's the plug at the end. We're actually up at a place called Dovenest in the Lake District, which has got to be